You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
68th Hot Yonder Woods with Ando Sartagra. At spring, we are singing the world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show.
Welcome to
My
another edition of The Mark
your
White
host,
Show.
Mark
I'm glad
White.
That you can be with us today as we have a very special guest on the line with us from Acapeldridge. It's Michael Eldridge. I found out about Michael and his effort through our buddy Logan Lake as we interviewed about Williams Syndrome. Very articulate young man who loves people and he loves to sing. That's one of his talents. One of his many abilities is the ability to sing and sing well. He has a really powerful voice, and you got to hear him on The Mark White Show. Right now, I'd like to welcome Michael Eldridge to the program. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Mark. Thanks very much.
Glad to have you, and I appreciate the fact that Logan introduced me to Acapeldridge. I had never heard of Acapeldridge, actually, until Logan told me about it.
Well, I'm happy he did.
Tell us about your effort. Tell us about Acapeldridge and what got you started.
Sure. So basically, it's me just singing all four parts of acapella hymns, and I'll layer them on top of each other. So it sounds like there are four people singing, but really it's just one person who's taken a whole lot extra time to do it. I kind of got started in 2017, I believe it was. I found an app that basically helps you do what I've been doing now, although with a little bit easier access. It's just a simple app, and the audio isn't quite as good as it is using a microphone and recording equipment, but it was enough to get me passionate about the project and enough to make me want to learn how to actually do it.
Now, I started the Mark White Show in 2017, and you said in 2017 you started Acapeldridge. The growth of your page is incredible on social media.
Yeah, it's been kind of a slow growth on YouTube, but then on Facebook, it's been more of a quick growth. It's kind of funny how those pages differ in the organic ways in which they grow. But yeah, once I kind of hit that initial curve, once I got up to around 500, then 1,000 people, hit a bit of a roadblock, then got up to around 5,000 to 10,000 people. And then with one of my first big videos I did, It Is Well With My Soul, which I know many people really love that song. And that video kind of gave me the biggest push. And since then, it's been pretty steady.
That's interesting because people are always wondering about how pages grow. And they'll ask me, I'm at 38,000 people, and it's been organic. It's been a growth of people who wanted to make a difference, who have gone through some struggles, and they join the Mark White Show because they want to help other people. Like, for example, Logan with Williams Syndrome. They want to have awareness of issues like Williams Syndrome. They want to be able to help a young man like Logan if they can. And so they're definitely there for a reason and a purpose, and I like that. I want the audience to know why they're here and what they're doing. And with Acapeldridge, I'm sure it's the same way, that you obviously want people who want to be there for the foundation of what you're about, and that's loving music in acapella form and being able to share music with others.
Sure. And sometimes the page just has to present itself in a way that people can latch onto quickly and passionately. Things like, you know, acapella hymns often take people back to a special place in their heart. They bring them back to a memory, maybe of either their family members or someone special who they knew growing up. And often you'll be able to see a video on social media and latch on quickly. And in my case, it's by using the song titles. People recognize the title, and so that gets them interested. And the same thing with, you know, with other topics. As long as somebody can jump in there quickly and get passionate about it quickly, I think that's kind of what drives organic growth.
Michael, how special is it for you to have someone tag you and to let you know about a young man like Logan Lake and give you an opportunity to let him know that you know he's there? And
sure,
for a kid like that to gravitate toward what you do has to be very special.
Yeah, it's very surreal, in all honesty. And it takes me back to when I first started the project. Before I had anybody listening to anything that I was singing, I had originally started out just by hoping that I could make something for my nieces and nephews to listen to. When I was younger, my sister had given me a CD that I listened to all the time and was a huge encouragement to me, and it made me passionate about singing hymns. And I thought, if I can just do something like that, then that would be all that I would hope to get out of it. And it's turned into something much more than that. But every time I hear of somebody like Logan and am tagged, you know, in different comments and posts, it takes me back. It makes me pause and just remember why I started and just see the huge things that God has been able to do through the small things that I've been able to do.
And Michael, you made a great point about the impact that hymns have had on people throughout generations now. And for me, I think about my great-grandmother, Gartrell Hall, and I think about her in the kitchen, and the song that she loved to sing was Each Step I Take.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was working in the kitchen, she was doing what she loved. Her love language was cooking, and there she was singing a hymn. And then her memory started to have issues, and then she was humming the song. And even when she couldn't recall the words any longer, she still hummed Each Step I Take. And that song had meaning for her, and it was something that continued to stay on her mind even when she was having trouble with her own memory. It was still there.
Yeah, I found something similar with my grandmother recently, actually. She passed away this January, earlier this year. But before then, had kind of gone through that journey through dementia. And singing with my family was a huge part of my life growing up. And it started with my grandparents and then my aunts and uncles and cousins and siblings and parents and everybody. But the love for music and singing of hymns really started with my grandparents. And we would often get together and sing. And any family gathering, we'd get together, we'd get out the songbooks and sing together. And one of the last Thanksgivings we were able to spend together, cognitively, I knew she was struggling. I think that was the first time I remember seeing her where she didn't remember my name and didn't remember that I was her grandson upon seeing me. But as we finished our meal and got together and got the songbooks out, we all started to sing, and it took us right back to the same page. Immediately, we had the most important things in common again. And I've enjoyed seeing that in my own personal life and also in my professional life, working in long-term care pharmacy, working with a lot of people who do have, you know, cognitive issues and are going through the journey of dementia. You see a lot of those things that are bound in music, the important lessons that we find in music staying longer than anything else. And I think that's a gift of God.
And Michael, I imagine you know Matthew Basford as well, correct?
I do. I've not met him in person, but I've spoken to him a couple of times and have enjoyed getting to know him.
And he's battling ALS right now, which for which there's no cure. But right. His music, the songs, the hymns he has written have made an impact on people's lives. And when we think about our own mortality and we think about, you know, a battle like ALS, and you look at Matthew, and if he says, well, what have I accomplished? What have I done? And the impact that music can have on people's lives. I know that Matthew has had a major impact and contributed to a betterment of people's lives because of hymns. They can lift us up. They can make us stronger. They can build us up. I think that's exactly what the intention was for singing psalms and spiritual songs, hymns and spiritual songs, was to encourage each other to continue the fight, to not give up. And when someone puts pen to the paper and they take the time to write these hymns and they put their thoughts into words, it does have an impact on people's lives in a major way. And so someone like Matthew Basford, I want him to know that he's had an impact on people's lives and continues to do so even through his ALS battle. How important that is that he has taken the time to write the music that he has.
Well, sure. I mean, he provides a testimony in his life and in being so open about his own personal experiences. He serves as an example for all of us who are trying to follow Christ. And, you know, in looking at some of his music, which, you know, I've gotten to know him over the last couple of years, just a little bit, not too much,
yes.
Not as much as I'd like. But it's been interesting because I remember singing one of his songs probably 15, 20 years ago. And I had no idea who he was at any time, but I just remember hearing a new song and loving it. And that song was Exalted. And I remember singing that in church, and it's kind of fun to come,
yes,
come full circle and realize that these are just people. These are people who God has redeemed and called his own children, and they're just living like normal people, just like you and me. And you see some of their songs come full circle. And I wonder if, you know, the meaning of some of those songs changes for the authors of those songs like it does for us. Different hymns will hit us harder at one point in our life. And I wonder if that's the case or if Matthew would say that's the case for him too.
When I was much younger, Michael, my grandparents purchased a book for me that shared stories about the hymns that we sing. And learning the background of some of those songs was very important to me. As you talk about, these are regular people, and a lot of times they have experiences that they're sharing through their music, through the words, and it's pretty powerful when you know the struggles of some of these individuals, what they went through to overcome those things, to have a hymn, to have their thoughts put out in the way that they are. And you think about certain songwriters who had some major struggles, lost family members, and had to go through some really terrible times to get to the point where they were.
Yeah, that's actually, it's interesting you bring that up. That's something that I've been working on for the last few months, a project of mine, it's been on the back burner, but it's coming up to the front. I'm going to be starting a video series where I actually do some interviews with some of the people who have been writing songs that we've started to sing. And hopefully bring to light a couple of the songs that maybe people don't know of theirs, but then also talk about their backstories. You know, we've talked about It As Well With My Soul a couple times already, but I think the second favorite thing that people have about that song, the first being the song itself, but the second favorite is the story behind the song. That as soon as you sing it, somebody says, do you know what happened? Do you know what H.G. Spafford went through? And it adds so much depth to the song. And, you know, at first there was a part of me that thought, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe we shouldn't focus on the people because we want to focus on the message and focus on God. But now I don't think that.
Right.
I think that the message is actually strengthened when we realize that children of God have been living their life and God has been working through them and inspired them. His gospel has worked in their hearts to make this song, this music, and it adds to it. It makes it real to us. It brings depth. So, yeah, it's something that I'm hoping to work on and reaching out to some of the songwriters that I've gotten to know and doing some short interviews with them and talking about the stories behind their songs.
There's a saying that has been going around, the mess in the message. And
oh, yeah.
Whether or not that person had a messy life, but I want to know what they had to go through because I've struggled myself. I've struggled with depression. I've had a really hard time with being able to come to grips with how my birth parents divorced. My grandparents raised me. I was raised in a preacher's house. The life that I lived, being bullied in school, all the different things that have led me to where I am today, to be able to accept all that and to say that it took those struggles to get to the Mark White Show. It took what I went through for me to be here right now. Otherwise, I'm not doing this and I'm not talking to you right now, Michael.
Yeah. Well, God calls us to use all of those messes in our lives to reach out to people. Through those difficult circumstances, we gain an ability to empathize with people and to know where they're coming from. And they're able to tell that we're genuine. We're not just these, you know, group of people who have our lives perfect and have always been perfect. The gospel's for messy people. And by being truthful about who we are and where we've come from, the gospel is able to spread to those who need it the most. It's like when Jesus was criticized for associating with sinners. He says it's not somebody who's well that needs a physician. It's those who are sick who need a physician. And that's who I think God calls us to reach out to by being honest about the messy parts of our lives.
And being vulnerable is not easy, but once you do it and you find that there are people who are supportive of the struggles that you go through, it does make it a lot easier to understand that there are people out there who have gone through similar circumstances, that you're not alone, because that's one of the greatest hurdles, I believe, is people feel like they are the only one until they realize that being open and honest with people, people that you can trust and people that you can talk to and interact with, that they are not actually alone, but there are other people who have gone through similar circumstances and can help to walk with them on their journey.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul says the gospel is made strong in the weakness of his human flesh. Through all of his weaknesses, he was able to spread the gospel more effectively, more fervently. And he also says, I became all things to all men. You know, by
yes,
us being open and accessible, the gospel is able to reach the places it needs to go the most.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Michael Eldridge. He is the founder of Acapeldridge. And I found out about Acapeldridge thanks to Logan Lake, our buddy with Williams Syndrome, who shared on the Mark White Show not too long ago. And I appreciate Mr. Logan and his joy of music, the love that he has of music and the joy that it brings him is so important. And I want to encourage that. And I hope that you're listening right now, Logan, and I hope that you're enjoying my conversation with Mr. Michael. And if you all will stick with us, we'll continue the conversation on the other side, because I want you to know what you can do to help this effort. Now, there are a lot of people who have found Acapeldridge, and there may be a place for you and some joy that you can find in music, just like our buddy Logan. So if you'll stick with us, we'll continue this on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show. and I'm your host, Mark White. A little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin, $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with 3 or more children, and kids 2 and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
And we're back. Right now I have on the line with me Michael Eldridge. He is the founder of Acapeldridge. And thanks to my friend Logan Lake, I found out about this special effort, and I would like to welcome Michael back to the show. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thank you.
Man, I think about Logan in this conversation. I hope he is listening, and his parents, and that they are encouraged because he's making a difference. If Logan doesn't share about Acapeldridge with me on the show, I'm not talking to you, and somebody now is hearing about Acapeldridge for the first time, and it's going to have an impact on someone's life. So don't tell me that we can't all make a difference, because each and every one of us has some talent or some ability that we can make a difference. And you look at Logan at his age, and he's already making an impact on people's lives through his voice, through his love of music, through his love of people.
Yeah. God calls us to use whatever we can, to take an active inventory of what he's given us and to use it for his glory. That's been one of my primary goals. I stated at the very beginning when I made this project, I had 3 main goals. And one of them was to inspire people to do whatever it was they could to glorify God. I'm able to sing, and I sing in a closet for the most part. It's not that glamorous. It's not that fantastic. But whatever little I'm able to do, I do. And God has taken the small things that I perceive I can do, and he's done much more with them than I could have ever expected. And I think that's what God asks of all of us. And we may not ever see what he chooses to do with our work. We may not even see any of the fruits that are born during our lifetime. But God will be glorified, and that's what he asks us to do.
And Michael, since you mentioned your grandmother and her passing, and I'm sorry for your loss, I know that's difficult because I've gone through that. You think about people who've made an impact on your life, who led you down this path. And I've had people through singing schools, myself, R.J. Stevens, some opportunities I've had to be around my Uncle Sewell Hall and Bill and those who have influenced me in the musical side of things. My own great-great-grandfather, Flavel Hall, was a hymn writer, and I have a lot of his books. My grandmother, she loved music, and they were influences on me. Who would you say has been those powerful influences on you to do what you're doing today?
Well, it starts with my family. I grew up worshiping in church with all my family there. Both my grandparents were strong pillars of faith, and they taught their faith to their children. My two aunts and my uncle and my father, and we all got to grow up. I got to grow up singing with all of them in church. You know, I could look around the congregation and see my aunt, singing the alto, and hear my dad singing tenor, and my brother singing bass, and my sister singing soprano, and my mom singing alto, and it was a family affair. We got to spend time together doing the things that were the most important to us, glorifying God together, and that it just built a love for hymns that was organic and true, and just who I was, and it's always going to be who I am. It just started with my family, all of them put together, I think.
If you had a favorite of someone who has written hymns that have impacted your life, who would you say that was?
Boy, it's tough to narrow it down. It's kind of the same question as, do you have a favorite song? And to be honest, I've got about 150 favorite songs.
I understand. I knew that was a tough question, but if you had, say a top three or four of names that you could mention.
I find myself coming back to Fanny Crosby so many times. Anytime I sing a song and I'm not familiar with who it is, it seems more often than not, I go back and look at the page and think, oh, of course, it's Fanny Crosby again.
I've been thinking about her the whole time.
She wrote so many great pieces of music and had great collaboration with multiple musicians of the day, hymn writers of the day, who just the work that she did was incredible, and the story of her life was incredible too. Struggling, being blinded by medical malpractice at an early age and living the majority of her life completely blind. I remember hearing a story about how, somebody who was well-meaning came up to her and said, it's a shame, with all of the good things that you've been able to do, that God's given you the ability to do, that he didn't see fit to give you eyes. And she said, no, that's not how I see it at all. She said, the first thing that my eyes will behold is Jesus. And her life, her testimony, her work, just, I wish I could have gone to know her. Passed away about 100 years before I ever walked the earth. But I feel like I've gotten to know so much about her through her work. And there's so many people like that. I mean, the longer you live, the more you hear these stories of people who just have done incredible work, and the Lord has worked through mightily.
And it is amazing. I do want and hope that people are encouraged by the show today to look into some of the stories and find out about those who have written the songs, the hymns that they sing. We've grown accustomed to turning to a certain number in a book, and we might know what number two is, or we might know what a certain number in a book is, but not necessarily pay attention to who it was that wrote the song. And I know you talked about it earlier, how we don't want to get away from the message, but at the same time, understanding the person so that we can, I feel like, be more relatable to the words that we're singing. If we understand their story and we can say, I relate to that, that's something that happened to me, or I've had similar circumstances, And then we appreciate even more the fact that they weren't just putting words to make them rhyme, to have a rhyming song, that there was actually a meaning to it beyond just a tune.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see how their words apply in their own life, how the lyrics on the page have application to what they've experienced. And sometimes all you need to see is just one application where you see, oh, this is how these lyrics apply in their life. Well, maybe that applies to my situation, the grief that I'm going through or the temptation I'm experiencing. That little application of humanity can go a long way in making a song important to you and meaningful to you and stick with you and ultimately propel you closer to God.
And man, speaking of temptation, if you're in the middle of temptation and there's something that you're struggling with, going to the scripture or going to a song may very well be what can help pull you out of whatever that struggle is that you're finding yourself facing.
Totally is. I think, I recently had a conversation with a friend of mine from Germany about this same topic. The hymns that we've sung throughout our life become arrows in our quiver. They become useful tools in dealing with temptation. And I often think about the Jews who would have been familiar with the book of Psalms. And sometimes I think about how often the book of Psalms is quoted in the rest of the Bible. And when you think about it from that perspective, that these are the hymns that they were singing day to day, just like we sing Fannie J. Crosby songs. Well, of course they're quoted often. They're singing them all the time. They're singing them on their way to and from Jerusalem. These songs are important parts of their life. And so, of course, they're going to recite them often. They're going to teach them to their children. They're going to fit them in day-to-day conversation. It's part of who they are. It's written on their heart.
Absolutely. And speaking of someone's heart, we've talked about Logan Lake several times now. And Michael, if you have a special message for Logan, I would like for you to share that and him hear it during this conversation today.
Well, message, I guess. Remember your Creator. God has made you. He's given you everything that you have, and everything good that we have comes from God. He's given us an opportunity to work in His kingdom, to be a part of His special family. And not just you, but everyone. God wants everyone to be a part of His family. So remember that in your own walk. Remember to honor God. Remember to live in a way that pleases Him. But remember to reach out to those who don't know God yet, because they need Him badly too.
And Logan, thank you for being the young man that you are, being the positive influence, the guy who has the courage to go up and speak to people that you don't know and let them know that you're going to be their friend. And I know that there are times when there are those who don't understand you, but just know that if you keep doing what you're doing and you keep being an encouragement to others, and you are the person who says, sit with me, come eat with me, that you are going to be loved and that you are going to be appreciated by so many people. And you've already had such a major impact on my life, as well as Michael's now. And we appreciate you for what you are and what you stand for. And thank you, in spite of what some look at as your struggle with Williams syndrome, you have taken your talents and your abilities and you're sharing those with people. And we appreciate that. And I think those messages, Michael, can encourage Logan as he moves forward. Just this young man who has this power within him to be a strong influence on other people. And I don't know that he realizes that yet, but he certainly had an impact on my life as soon as I met him at the congregation they were at Pell City.
I've got nothing to offer but an amen, brother.
And I want people who are interested to find out more about Williams syndrome to go to williams-syndrome.org. You can find out more about what Logan is going through and the fact that a lot of the people who go through Williams syndrome have a very close connection when it comes to music, and it's something that they love and appreciate, and it fits right with what Michael is doing with Acapeldridge. And it was just a real pleasure to have you here on the show today, Michael.
And it's glad to be here with you too. I really appreciate the invitation, and it's been good getting to know you a little bit. Hope we have more opportunities in the future.
Absolutely. And how do you want people to connect with Acapeldridge?
Well, you can find my page on Facebook It's Acapelgridge, Acapelgridge. I'm also on YouTube, and you can find my website, acapelgridge.com, and that will direct you anywhere you want to go to find my music. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, just about anywhere you can find music distributed, I'll be there too.
There we go. You're everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I love it. Well, Michael, thank you for coming on the show today, and you're always welcome.
Thanks very much.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like our buddy Logan Lake and Michael Eldridge with Acapelgridge. And I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Red and yellow, pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
You can sing a
rainbow, sing green.
Red and yellow. Sing a rainbow.
And we're back. This is another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And right now I have with me Sharon Kaufman Carter to share about the Pink Lady Walk taking place October 8th at Big Spring Memorial Park in Athens, Alabama at 8 a.m. Now, the Pink Lady Walk is committed to promoting breast cancer awareness while assisting those who have been impacted by this dreadful disease. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the Mark White Show, Sharon Kaufman Carter. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sharon.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Doing great today. Glad to have you here on the show again, Sharon, as you share about the Pink Lady Walk and the importance of this for our community.
Yes, yes. I'm excited about it. This is the ninth year, and so we've been away due to COVID for the past 2 years, but now I'm happy to say that we're going to be in person this year.
Was it hard to get people back on board?
I hope not. I am hopeful that we'll have a great crowd this year.
And I guess I'm referring more to sponsors who have been sponsoring in the past.
Well, the sponsors, I think Not so much. We've had a few sponsors that remained on board even during COVID. So I'm happy to announce that they still donate to us. But we welcome other sponsors as well.
Excellent. And you have been able to select with your board people who can benefit from Pink Lady Walk. Who is it this year?
Yes. Our two recipients for this year, one name is Authorine Moore. She's a two-time breast cancer survivor. She was diagnosed in 2017 and again in 2022. And then we have another recipient. Her name is Sanitria Malone. She's a 27-year-old breast cancer survivor. And so she was diagnosed in 2022 as well. So we have two recipients, two individuals. And, of course, the Patient Assistance Fund at the Southern Cancer Institute. That was formerly the Cancer Center of Huntsville.
And we want people to be able to be a part of the Pink Lady Walk if they can come out and be a part of the walk. But then there's also several ways that people can contribute. For those who may not be in the area, they can still contribute to this effort.
Right. You can donate, you can register, or you can become a sponsor. You can donate at pinkladywalk.org. That's www.pinkladywalk.org. You can also register. The registration is our fundraiser. With your registration, it includes a Pink Lady Walk t-shirt. And I'm happy to announce that this year we've added a run. So we hopefully will get some runners out. So if you are a runner, please come out and support us and register at the website www.pinkladywalk.org. The registration for the runners is $35. It includes a t-shirt, a race bib, time and chips, a Pink Lady Walk bracelet as well. So come on out and support us. You runners.
Yes, all the runners, please support this effort. I'm interested too in this employee matching. How does that work? Where do people do this at?
If your job has employee matching, just say if you work at Toyota and they participate in that program, whatever you match, the employer will match as well.
So whatever you donate, they'll match that donation.
If your employer has employee matching.
Very cool. Do you know any places in particular that do that?
I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure there are some. I think Toyota has employee matching.
That's definitely something to check into.
Yes.
The Human Resources Department for details about that, if that's possible.
Yes.
And then United Way Giving as a designated agency on the United Way form.
Yes. When you complete your United Way form, Pink Lady Walk is not listed on the form. But I am a qualified 501c3, so you can write me in as a designated agency.
And a lot of people do shop Amazon Smile, and they pick out a charity of their choice to be able to contribute.
Yes. Choose Pink Lady Walk as the charity of your choice.
And so when you shop on Amazon, they donate 0.5% of the price of your eligible purchases, and it goes to Pink Lady Walk. And then shop Melaleuca Wellness.
Melaleuca Wellness is a company that you can't find it online. So if you're interested in Melaleuca products, you need to contact Alexis Tony at 256-278-1038. And their products are all natural. They have cleaning products. They have lotions. All sorts of products like that. So if you're interested in all natural cleaning products for your home, contact Alexis Tony at 256-278-1038.
And again, people can donate, register, and sponsor at pinkladywalk.org. It is a 501c3 nonprofit. Furthermore, becoming a sponsor, and there's levels that they can contribute.
Yes. I'm happy to say that to become a platinum sponsor, the amount is $3,000, and we will feature your logo on the website for a year. We will recognize that you are a platinum sponsor. We will put your logo on the back of our t-shirts. We'll have a large display of your logo at the event, and then we'll include your products, if you have any products that you would like for us to include in our grab bags. Also, the gold sponsor is $1,000. We'll have your logo featured on our website for 6 months. We'll recognize that you are a gold sponsor. We'll have a small display of your logo at the event, and we'll include your, if you have any products to include in our grab bags. And our silver sponsor is $500. We'll feature your logo on our website for 3 months. We'll recognize that you are a silver sponsor, and we'll also include products in our grab bags. So we already have two gold sponsors. That's Redstone Federal Credit Union and Steelcase here in Athens.
Very nice. Glad to hear that. And then, of course, there's the other option for people who can afford what they can, right?
What they can. And then if you are less than $500, then we'll feature your logo or your name on the website for at least 1 month.
This has been a great event that we've been part of now for several years, Sharon. And I want to thank you personally for your effort with the Pink Lady Walk. And I know that there's a team of people who helped make this happen. It doesn't happen with one person, does it?
Yes. We have a team. I have my board of director. That's Adrienne Wells. She's the secretary. Martha Washington, she's our advisor. Deshonda Bailey, she's our director. Alexis Tony, she's one of the director. Carolyn Carthen, she's the treasurer. And Brianna Hamlet, she's a director. So that's the team that makes up Pink Lady Walk.
Excellent. And to get down to the brass tacks, let's talk about the mission, purpose, vision, and services that are offered through Pink Lady Walk.
Yes, our mission is to help alleviate some of the financial burdens caused by breast cancer. We know there's always going to be money raised for research, but Pink Lady Walk's mission is to help the people that are actually battling breast cancer in the fight. So to date, we have raised funds for 15 breast cancer survivors, Hospice of Limestone County, the Cancer Center of Huntsville, which is now the Southern Cancer Institute. So we've assisted all of those. We've paid utilities, mortgages, rents. We've paid on local pharmacies. We've paid on people's account at local pharmacies. We've paid a host of wigs, bras, prosthetics. Everything. We just help the people that are actually battling cancer, breast cancer. And we help them just to, you know, just get to, we even a fund help with the daily living expenses. So we want to help those people that are actually going through cancer.
That's so wonderful. And people who want to contribute, who want to be a part of this effort, again, go to pinkladywalk.org and find where you fit in this effort, where you can be a supporter of the Pink Lady Walk. And Sharon, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about this effort.
Thank you so much, Mark. Also, I want to say that the last day to register to receive a T-shirt is September 15th. That's Thursday, September 15th. You will still be able to donate and sponsor, but you will not. I'm going to open the registration back up. But it's not going to be guaranteed that you will receive a T-shirt.
Sharon Kaufman Carter, we appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show today to share about the Pink Lady Walk. So people listening, go ahead and get registered ASAP so that you can be registered by the 15th and be a part of this effort and get that T-shirt. I know that a lot of people love to have that T-shirt when they participate.
Yes.
Don't want to miss out on that.
Yes, don't miss out on the T-shirt.
Again, the Pink Lady Walk will take place Saturday, October 8th at Big Spring Memorial Park in Athens, Alabama at 8 a.m. To participate, go to pinkladywalk.org. To donate, register, or sponsor, go to pinkladywalk.org. You can also mail contributions to Pink Lady Walk, P.O. Box 1817, Athens, Alabama 35612, or call 256-874-4587. Or email pinkladywalk@gmail.com. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show today and will share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to also follow the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Who live and love in my hometown.